Ooh, look at that.
Hello.
Actually, now, by the way, just straight off the bat, right?
What's wrong?
Let's just address a couple of things for those who are watching us on Facebook, okay? If you're watching this particular After Show show on Facebook, you'll notice that we've only half a set.
We do, yeah.
And the half we have is lopsided.
That's all right.
Okay.
So don't start giving us shit, right? Yeah. We're all right. We know about it.
Yeah. So
it's grand.
And yes, it is arguably the worst camera angle ever.
I think it's perfect. It's the only time I ever look like I'm actually taller than Jim. So it suits me down to the ground.
It's very weird, that. What is that? Is that an angle that's weird?
It's just everything's a bit crooked.
That's
right. All it is. You're crooked, the sign's crooked. My ears don't match. Everything's a bit crooked, that's all it is.
Yeah.
We
should all lean this way a bit.
No, don't overthink it. We'll be holding weird poses and everything. It's grand.
Anyway, listen, welcome along, folks. It is PJ and Jim's After Show show.
Yeah.
That's really all you need to know.
That's all you need to know, yeah. Raining.
Spit it out.
Constant. Oh, fuck, now, this is the last thing you need in a podcast.
What have you done? Have you caught something in your throat?
Oh, no, I haven't tried.
You know what you've been doing? What? You've been scoffing Bailey's chocolates.
I have been scoffing Bailey's chocolates. Becker. Oh, Jesus. There's Bailey's chocolates. There's some chocolates that arrive and they're designed to make you sick. And Bailey's chocolates are designed to make you sick. Not because they're disgusting, because they're too nice.
Yeah.
And they
and
are
you just
actually
force
impossible
feed yourself.
To not force feed into your fat old head. And I've been feeding my fat old head since the second we opened them.
It just proves
especially
the point.
On a day like this as well.
Yeah.
Poxy old, scuttery old bollocks of a day. Rain flying and flittering all over the place. Grumpy, cranky builders walking around. You go into the coffee shop next door. And what are they fucking doing on the 27th of November? Hanging Christmas decorations and playing Christmas songs. Yeah, I'm in a bad mood, yeah. And then you come back in here and you open up a box. You see, there's a big red box on Jim's desk and it has my name in it. So I opened it. It had his name as well, but I got there first. So I opened it and saw a veritable selection of absolute alcoholic festival sweets.
It was actually, funnily enough, a selection box.
It was a selection box of Bailey's chocolates.
It had lots of different sort of Bailey's chocolate
and
treats.
And they all
in
taste
it.
Exactly the same. They look different. They all don't. There might be a very intermittent difference in texture, maybe. But they're gorgeous.
A small almondy thing or salted caramel thing going on, perhaps.
Yeah. Or the chocolates might be a little bit harder to break on one than the other. I don't understand. Gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. Can't stop eating them.
It just proves the point, though, doesn't it? That, like, so this week, We've had this big box of Bailey's chocolates.
Yeah.
We had Bose delivering us the big box of donuts.
The big box of bonuts, as
bonuts,
we christened
as
them,
they are now. And it just goes to show, it's impossible to stay trim
of course
Christmas time.
We're
literally being force-fed, PJ. Now, a stronger man might turn around and say, no, I have the right to exercise self-discipline. I have the right to say no. But that person would be a ludicrous.
Yeah, but that person does that
individual.
In the summer, not when it's fucking shittery outside. It's very hard this time of year. It's much harder this time of year. And especially like tomorrow now, we're going out to, if you haven't heard this, or hold on, what am I talking about? Doesn't matter when you heard this. We're recording it now. We're in Jones's thing tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
A garden centre, right? Because somebody thinks it's a great idea to broadcast from a garden centre, right? So we're going out there. And it's going to be magnificent because
It'll be all Christmassy and all, and it'll be free food.
Yeah, because it'll be all Christmas, and the old jolly fella that does be running the place, will be like, oh, what you think of me gnomes and all? And we put the reindeers in the corner and they're deadly. It'll be all of that, and I'll be like, oh, God.
Yeah, but then when do the sausages come?
Yeah, where's the sausages? Can you direct me towards the muffins and sausages? Thank you very much, Mr. Jones. Can you do that? Because that's all I'm interested in.
Yeah.
I'm not interested in anything else.
Yeah.
And there'll be all of that. So we'll
I mean, your Christmas
over.
Lights are lovely and all, and you have a big selection of everything. But
seriously,
what I want to know is the selection of sausages.
And he'll be there, sausages are on the way. Now, I want to tell you, this garden centre was set up in 1842 when the grass was... Oh, God, I'm still not eating sausages. We're are so dominated by our bellies.
We do have
Labradors.
Do you think we have an unnatural relationship with food?
I don't know. We're like Labradors. Do you know that way? We're like sitting around, right? And someone goes, PJ Jim, fire! Huh?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Is there really a fire now? Because I don't want to waste the energy.
It's not one of those drills, is it?
PJ Jim! Yeah, Andy's looking for you. Oh, for fuck's sake. It's only the
tell
boss.
Him I'm in the jacks. Tell him
I'm having a shite. Yeah, wait a minute. And all that. But PJ and Jim, crisps. Huh? Where are they? Where's the crisps? Where are the crisps? PJ and Jim, donuts. Fuck off, really? Where where's the fucking dog? Why are we needing them? Every so often, the gourmet food palace.
Oh, yeah.
The sausages come in, and there's not even a word said. Two of us are like taking each other's trousers down so the other one trips up, falling to the sausages, so you can be forced out to it.
Yeah.
Like, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, you get abandoned in the middle. You're in the middle of a conversation, and PJ will see through the window that somebody will hold up the package from the gourmet food parlour or something. And literally, I'll be talking to him and I'll be looking for an answer. All I'll see is the back of his head as he goes out the door.
Yeah, see you later, sucker. I'm making sure I get the best option of what's available.
It is mad. The power that food has
dominate,
over us is
we're totally dominated. The others aren't like that. Tara's like that. They're Tara's men. Tara.
Tara would beat you. You know she, I mean physically beat you.
Oh, yeah. You know
if
the way
she thought
fly,
there was a rasher in it.
You know the way a fly can smell a dead body from a mile away? That's Tara and a rasher. That's Tara and a rasher. Yeah. From a mile away, Tara be there. She'll be coming in the car. salivating. All. I think the boys are eating bacon. They haven't told me about it.
Remember the time she gave us, like, there was a ferocious dressing down one time.
I think the first time we didn't bring her back
breakfast roll or something.
Yeah, we didn't bring her back out. We learned our lesson.
Yeah.
So now we just don't tell her at all what we do. We go out and we say, we do it the whole. It's all right. Yeah, I know. It used to be better now back in the day. When actually it's just amazing.
Now when we come back though, we start throwing food in. Just, you know, to calm her down by the time we get in the door.
Jim comes in holding a chair and I'm behind him throwing a rasher around the room.
Yeah, just to try and throw her off the scent so we can get to our own desks.
Yeah, throw her something. Throw one of them small bottles of Bailey's, see if she goes for it.
Yeah. But the weird thing about it is Christmas time and food, right? Even if you make the decision that, because you know the way you can do the thing where I won't eat an awful lot.
Yeah.
And that way then I'll go mad at Christmas. Yeah. So I'll sort of save myself or I'll go on a, God forbid, a diet or whatever, right? You can go that way about it. Or you can do the, sure, it's Christmas.
It's just Christmas. That's
except it's
do.
The middle of October.
I know. And then you think.
That's the one time.
About the third week
that's
in
the
February
one time
you
that you don't start doing the kind of, oh, for feck's sake, it's only bloody October.
Yeah.
It's when somebody sends you in some, just gave a few Christmas treats. Oh, I fucking hate Christmas.
What
What's
you
in
mean?
This?
What did you for? Oh, I like that. Yeah. Oh, I like them.
Yeah. Food is the one surefire way of bringing you around
but
to your Christmas
food
spirit.
Christmas, you're right. It goes from about the third week of October to about the third week of February.
Yeah.
That's it. And then by February, by the end of February, you go, Jesus, right, Christmas is over, man. I've got to do something about it. Yeah, Christmas been over for months? No, it hasn't. No. How will it be over for months? I'm only after finishing this Lex box yesterday, you wanker. I haven't even eaten an Easter egg yet. How could you tell me Christmas is over?
Because that's it, leftovers.
Yeah.
It doesn't end. Because somebody buys boxes of sweets or boxes of biscuits and they all have to be gotten rid of. You know what I mean?
And you're busy as well, and in the meantime, trying to turn yourself into an alcoholic, which gives you. Because every day at Christmas, you'll be coming home. Oh, Jesus, I'm knackered. And you don't even think about it. You go into autopilot, you know, popping open cans or bottles or pouring whiskies and all. You're going, you wake up. That, like, maybe it's the third day after you come back to work, you suddenly realise you're sober again. You go, what the hell? Is it always like this?
How did I get here?
Is this what it's like all the time? So, yeah, so there's all of that you have to contend with as well. And, of course, the more you get used to the lip-loosening juice that is alcohol,
you
start wanting
goes
to
bananas.
Eat it even more and more and more. Yeah. And you lose all scruples.
Because what is the thing?
So wonderful. It's gorgeous.
Because people can put on, like, what's the statistic? Is it a stone or a stone and a half
something
or something?
Something like that, yeah. I'd say that's a very conservative estimate now.
Absolutely.
I meet people after Christmas. I meet on, like, in November, and I don't recognise them. They're gone that big. You know what I mean? Like, they're gone that big. They had to buy new cars.
Yeah.
They can't fit into the ones they had before. You know, some people really...
Really go for it.
Go through a change. Some people go through a change, and it's actually a real thing. Some people go through such a big change with munching through some Christmases that they never get over it.
And do you ever notice the food that you eat at Christmas that you don't eat any other time? And I'm not talking about just mince pies, or whatever. I'm talking about, like, people go... They go all weird at Christmas and they... Stuff that they'd never eat. So it's like... I don't know, fucking weird, like, I don't know, cheese things or fruit soaked in something else. And
pigs in blankets and all this imported stuff.
Like, you know, but you never eat fucking almonds dipped in fucking rose petal water chocolate.
Clay or whatever.
I know, well, it's Christmas, it's nice to have a treat.
And some of those things
some
of those things you get from Marks and Spencer's or something. It's a, what is it? I don't know, it's like them. It's a dog's cheese roll, a filu pastry, and pumpkin, or something
that's
like that.
Exactly.
What the fuck is dog's cheese? I don't know. They milk these huskies or something up in the Siberians, and
why do you, if you don't eat them at any other time of the year, right? Why do you have to roll out those pretzel stick twiglet things and all.
Yeah, I never understand
you know what
that.
I mean?
And it's, then they're always there.
Got some of those twiglets.
But it definitely wasn't like that years ago. Remember when we were younger, it was selection box and the dinner. That was it.
Yeah.
And the pudding, if you were into the pudding, that was it.
Exactly.
That was never a thing years ago. I remember the first time I went into someone's house and had smoked salmon. And I was like, what the fuck is going on here?
Yeah.
I was like, they're eating salmon. Fucking fish. At Christmas.
Yeah.
I remember being blown away. I remember going, I have to tell me fucking ma about this. She's not going to believe it.
Yeah.
I was like, they're eating salmon.
You had a garlic bread moment, did you?
Yeah.
Garlic?
Yeah.
Bread.
I did, you. Cold fish for Christmas. It's freezing outside and I have a cold fish for Christmas. I remember coming home to my dad and saying, you're not going to believe it. And then when you find out that some people still eat a goose, you're going, well, that's really back in time shit.
I tell you, that's quality.
Like, how do you get a goose? You have to catch your own goose, surely, if you're going to eat a goose for Christmas now.
And I wouldn't mind, there's not much meat in a goose.
You wouldn't go to a butcher and get a goose.
There's not very little meat on a goose. And they're fortunes.
Are they?
Yeah.
Where would you get a goose? You can't buy a goose from a butcher's, can you?
Ah, you can, yeah.
No, well, not a legal butcher's. Like, the same butcher that'd sell you a cat. You can't legally buy a goose. Surely you can.
Of course you can.
Like a swan or a...
A goose is a very festive... Well, obviously it's not that festive a bird. I mean, they're around all year round. But you know what I mean?
Well, that's the thing, yeah. So are turkeys.
That's a good point as well. Yeah, how come... Yeah. What the fuck? You wonder about shit like that. It's like the way you're always saying about there's no such thing as breakfast food or dinner food or whatever. It's just food.
It's just food.
Where you choose to eat it doesn't matter.
I'm the marketing.
So how come turkey only gets fucking rolled out at Christmas time?
Yeah, I'm eating turkey.
Why can't
burgers?
You have turkey in?
I eat turkey every single day, I'd say. I have turkey burgers or some sort of turkey mince or something all the time. And Christmas comes around. See, the only time I eat turkey, like a turkey.
But did you ever notice, have you ever been in a carvery or something?
Yeah.
And you order turkey and ham? And people think you're a bit weird.
Do they, yeah?
Yeah.
See, I don't like ham.
Turkey and ham.
I don't get
ham. It's only June.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I just don't like food. I just don't like ham because I don't trust any animal that still sweats after he's dead.
Ham's gorgeous.
Oh, but it's still sweating after he's dead.
I don't care. I'll sweat after I'm dead as well.
I'd be at a carvery and all. I'd be looking at him going, are you all right? Expecting it to answer me.
What do you mean it sweats after
it's still ham sweats after he's dead. You know when you open a packet of sliced ham?
And it's what, moist?
It's sweating and all. It's actually
sweating. Loads of things. That's... I'm sure there's... Stop trying to put me off ham.
I don't like it. Really? I'm not mad.
You're
I'm
not
very
putting
fussy
me off
about ham.
Ham.
The only ham I like is on a pizza where it's cremated. So it's crunchy ham, like crisps.
Yeah.
Because that's not sweating anymore. That's what it's...
Mind you, the only thing that should ever be allowed on pizza is just every form of meat.
That's it, yeah. You're a real feed the meter.
That's what they
call it up my local pizza
feed
place.
Feed the meter.
Feed the meter.
Yeah.
And I go in there. I've started doing it almost every Friday. I go in... A few pints of fermier and jalapenos.
My God, that's your nod towards vegetables, is it? Jalapenos.
Yeah, jalapenos on the feed meter. And there's every type of animal. There must be pigeon, goose, duck. There must be everything on it. I'd say there's a few out locals who died that week on it.
Yeah.
If I'm
having a pizza, I just look for whatever it's called. It's always called either a meat feast or a bloomin' variation of a meat feast. Yeah. You know what I mean, though? It's basically just the one that has all the meat on it.
I'd say there's some turkeys
except
up real
chicken.
As well.
For some reason, I'm not great with chicken on a pizza.
Are you not?
I'll eat it, like... But then again, I'll eat anything. But you know what I mean?
Chicken goes with anything. You can actually have chicken flavoured chocolates.
I know, but I just think, you know, when you have all of those, you know, chorizos and salamis and pepperonis and all that sort of stuff. And ham and minced beef and all that sort of stuff.
I like to look on chicken as the pineapple of meat.
Do you?
Yeah, you know, everything's the same and then it makes it a little bit
exotic.
You're saying
is, I should ask for a meat feast and then I should go, actually, and if they say, do you want any vegetables? I'd say, yeah, put a bit of chicken on it.
Chicken on it. Yeah. Chickens are as thick as pineapples.
Are they?
They are, yeah. They're fucking idiots. They even look like pineapples.
I thought... What was the thing you said? What did you say about fish?
Oh, they're fruit of the sea.
Fruit of the sea.
Fruit of the sea. Yeah, halfwits. Absolute halfwits. Yeah, everybody knows that. Everyone knows it. Even dolphins. We give them too much credit. Swear to God, I'd scoff the arse off a dolphin getting a half a chance. Before I'd eat a chicken. I mean, chicken are thick. Chicken are thick as pineapple. But you know the way dolphins, they're very intelligent and they're war heroes and all this.
Yeah.
And then you've got whales are fantastic. Did you know a whale has the intelligence of like a 12-year-old or something? No, they don't. They're bleeding donk. They're fish. They're basically donkeys with no legs swimming around in the sea. And a donkey would be more smart too.
Do you remember the time there was a story on the show about this this guy that maintained that a whatever it was, a whale or a dolphin or something, could count? Do you remember that story? Could count to three or something.
I do remember. And they had, and you said, count to three, and the dove goes... It's like, that is not...
Yeah. And you were bigging yourself up to going, yeah. I can count further than that.
Well, I fucking can.
But you're not a dolphin.
Yeah. Even better still, I have opposable thumbs.
Yeah.
And then you wonder why I won't put them in a sandwich. Come on to yourself, Jim.
Is that the only basis of what makes a good sandwich? Does it have opposable thumbs, does it?
Yeah, well then I'm not eating it. I wouldn't have a monkey, would you? Would you eat a monkey sandwich?
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah, well then, it's I a rest fair my case. Right, I rest my case.
So feck that and the dolphins, they're not nearly as intelligent.
Not at all, no. That's a funky sounds like food anyway.
Yeah. It does, it sounds like a mushroom.
And there's not a bollock in hope and high J's as hell that's the same dolphin that's been going around there for the last 100 years.
No.
They must have flushed a load of them down the Healy Ray Jacks. I'll say if you took up the Healy Ray Garden, you'd find four dolphins lying in the back of it. And probably all raw. Probably just the bones of them because they were all scoffing funky sandwiches. You can imagine them. Oh, you're the greatest taste.
That'll be the next thing now. That'll be the next thing after all our mad Christmas food. All, you know, forget about your brittle and your whatever. It'll be dolphin. What are you having? I'm having dolphin.
That's what they have in Kerry. In Dublin, we eat turkey. Yeah. In Leitrim, they have geese. And down in Kerry, they eat dolphin for Christmas Day. None of this is true. And please don't eat your local dolphin.
No, exactly. If you're lucky enough to have a local dolphin. Yeah. Right, we'll be going and have some more Bailey's chocolate.
Yeah, eat your local swans instead. That's quite happy.